Chaz and AJ News.
Vic DiBattista on the show. 99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox, Chaz and AJ in the morning. Good morning, my brother.
Good morning. Pleasure to be here, as always.
I'm scrolling through Instagram yesterday, and I see your big face on my screen, and I see Ridgefield Playhouse. I'm like, why would Vic not call us to tell us tickets for his show, two shows at the Ridgefield Playhouse, going on sale today? So I thought, let's reach out and get him on.
No, I appreciate it. Thank you. It's September 24, 25, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, better early than never, right?
That's right.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know what's interesting is that tickets will go on sale today for a certain number of seats. And then by the time we get there, there could be more seats available if things are great.
Yep.
Yeah, fingers crossed.
I hope, you know, I hope we're turning the corner with this nightmare. I don't know about Connecticut, but Jersey, next month, they're going to open to 50% indoor dining. So, you know, maybe there is a light at the end of the tunnel. I don't know. I'm just taking it a day at a time. Hopefully, by time September, we can have meet and greets without these stupid masks.
Right, we can hug.
Yes, an actual hug, a handshake.
Yep.
My God.
Pat on the back. Something.
That's funny. COVID has really brought out some tension and anger in people, but Vic was there before it started, so I can only imagine what you're like now.
it's insane. Well, first of all, when you live with a woman for 38 years and you got to quarantine with her, the other day she told me, stop doing that. And I'm like, doing what? She said, breathing. I mean, this is where it's... And the social media is no better. I try to be positive and make my funny videos, but it's a no-win's.
Am I missing the positive videos?
Videos?
Phil, did you grab anything?
AJ sent me a little link.
Hold on. I think we found a positive video from Vic DiBattista.
You see, that's false.
That's
I can't fly a plane. No one can fly a plane with only a cup. No airline would let me fly the plane if the pilot didn't show up. Get it?
Get it?
Yeah. So what happens? Here we go. I start getting a few, not a lot, but a few comments.
Vic, this is great because you sound much
better. See how respectful I am? You know, as angry and as much as I curse and spit, I'm respectful for the other people in the hotel. So I yelled
love
in the pillow.
Yelling into the pillow. That was great.
Yeah.
That's very nice of you.
Very positive.
No, because I did it. I landed in, I forgot where it was. Whatever. I landed in an airport, and in the lobby, they had this, just a cockpit. You know, you go walk up the stairs, you walk in a cockpit, and I did a video. And the punchline was, I turned the camera, and I say, I must be a bad pilot because the rest of the plane didn't make it. And you turn around, and there's no rest of the plane.
Yeah.
People are actually commenting, how dare you make fun of Kobe Bryant? What does that have to do with Kobe Bryant?
He was in a helicopter.
Not only that, I'm not making fun of anybody dying. It's boss. It's a joke.
It's
I'm a comedian.
Yep. Plane.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Holy. So what is it? So now no movie or TV show can have a scene with a plane or a helicopter in it?
Right.
It's just insane what's happening out there. It I want to wake up and be back in the 70s again. I swear to God.
That should be your podcast.
I'll go with you. I'll go with you. Let's go back to the 70s
the
podcast.
The time machine.
Right.
Wow, that is a brilliant idea.
Yeah.
The 1975 podcast.
Right.
And just everything is funny. Nothing is off limits.
Exactly.
I mean, you watch reruns of All in the Family and Blazing Saddles. Could you imagine George Carlin on Facebook? He would get crucified.
He would. Last 5 seconds.
Now, Mr. Potato Head, are you kidding me? It's a plastic fictionist toy. Holy cow. I hope, too bad Don Rickles wasn't still alive to play the voice. I would have loved to see his take
all
on
right.
it.
Would have dropped dead.
Unreal. Really, man. Everybody needs to just chill out.
It sounds like this positivity thing is doing you... Right.
You know what it is? I call it like I see it.
Yeah.
You know, I've been, you know, now I'm starting to make videos where I'm just touching on social issues. I'm just trying to make sense. I call it like I see it. You know, I've been called a libtard and I've been called a trumper. So tell me, how could I be both?
Right.
If people would just shut up and just follow it, look at the facts, it's all there. It's okay to like something from each party. You know, it's just insane. If you're not on their team 100%, forget it. You're outcast.
Vic DiBattista's
on. I'm a proud father of a gay son, and I own 2 legal firearms. So where does that put me?
Beautiful. Right. Hmm.
Don't get me started. It's too early in the morning.
You're already there.
Vic coming to Ridgefield Playhouse in September for 2 shows. Tickets on sale today. Did you hear about Lady Gaga's dog?
Yes. You know, I love French bulldogs, but I wouldn't go to that extent. Just pay the money. Jesus.
Right. Yeah. You don't have them?
Yeah, that's wild. What the coverage struck me because it's more about the dogs than the guy being shot in the chest.
They don't even mention him at all, really.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you have to read further down. There's more sympathy for animals than humans in this world.
Right.
You know, poor
dog walker.
I mean, they are cute dogs. I've seen them, but now they're stealing dogs now? This is insane. It's just...
Now, Ashley feels the other way, so her thing is the guy's going to be fine.
Yeah, I'm sort of the person you're making fun of.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, nothing about that situation is good, but we know where the guy is. The guy is going to be fine.
Right,
but
he's the guy over there with a hole in his chest.
Yeah, you left him laying on the floor
for
a while.
From the metal projectile
that guy with the blood
that came out of a gun.
Horrible.
And hit him in the chest.
Yeah,
the guy
horrible.
With the blood, yeah. That guy.
Yeah, and if you heard that guy screaming, you know that he was not going to, he would have handed over whatever was asked.
His wallet, his pants,
the audio
his dog.
Was horrendous. Yeah. But we got to find these dogs. We have to find them.
We don't. We really don't.
We do.
No, somebody's going to do it because there's a $500,000 reward out there, no questions asked.
Look what I found.
The problem is,
well, how many dogs was it? Was it
2.
One he stole?
It was
two.
So 250.
Unbelievable.
250 a dog.
The dogs
bad.
Can't advocate for themselves, so we got to figure out a way to advocate for them.
Lady
like
Gaga
children.
Has 500,000 advocates.
Yes.
George Washington's.
Yes, exactly.
Advocating
my best
for the dogs to be returned.
Yep.
We got to find the dogs.
I just hope everything's okay because I love animals more than people. I see that commercial.
So you're with Ashley.
Sarah McLachlan starts singing that song.
Oh, I can't. Vic, I got to turn that off. I can't.
Yeah, I might change the channel.
I
just can't. To the whales or the elephants. Right. What do they want?
Is it me or does that commercial feel like it's 5 minutes long?
It is 5 minutes long.
It's like an infomercial.
It never ends.
Never ends. No, it's still on right now from yesterday.
Wendy from Hamden. Wendy, you're on with Vic DiBattista.
Oh, my God.
Right,
I can't believe it. Vic?
Can't believe what?
Vic, I got to tell you, your eggplant with the clean spoon had me going.
That's it.
My mother
true
was in
story.
Tears. It was great. Everybody's got to see that video.
Thank you. Well, tune in and a couple. I don't know when I'm posting it yet. I did one about pillows. You know, women put 1 million pillows on the bed.
Yeah.
I'm gonna love
and
that.
On the couch.
The whole premise is, right, I want to take a nap. And no matter where I go, you'll see. You're going to love that one.
Oh, this is great. Because I've often wondered how much of my life is spent taking pillows off and putting pillows back on a bed that no one's ever seen except for me.
Right. Yeah. And you have to put them back in the way
but they
were before,
nice.
Right?
There's,
go ahead.
AJ, I take a picture of them before I disassemble them.
Right. What a good husband.
As a guide.
Right.
Okay, the little one goes over here, right. The hardship one goes over there. Right.
Schematics.
Exactly, right. Yeah. These two have to overload just a little bit.
My wife is like that one from Misery. Remember, she comes back and she sees the thing is in his move.
Yep,
that's my wife. If one tassel from the hanging pillow is, believe me, she remember the honeymoon is. Oh, she knows. She knows.
I've had a square, solid color pillow rotated because I didn't put it in the right. It's the
zipper
same.
The zipper was showing.
It's the same.
It's not the same. It matters. Damn it. It matters.
Zippers and tags do not show.
The pillow placement matters.
But if no one is coming over and no one's going into your bedroom or.
Unreal. It's for you and Jennifer. It makes the space
well, it's not
feel better.
And the cats don't
when we,
care.
When we go to a hotel, my wife makes the bed for the housekeeper. All right?
Okay.
I kid you not.
Jennifer does as well.
Unbelievable.
You can't be slobs now.
Hey, Wendy, thank you.
Thank you, guys. Everybody have
thanks,
a nice weekend.
Wendy.
You too.
Thank you.
All right, Vic, thanks for coming on, brother. Always great to hear your voice.
Yeah, great to see you, man.
You guys.
Oh, no. Turn the channel, Vic.
It's still on.
Turn the
channel. Shut it off. I told you, shut it off.
I picture that shivering dog.
Oh,
right.
Stop.
Oh, the shivering dog.
Stop,
the shivering
stop,
dog.
Stop.
With the cage. With
when
the cage.
Shivering
stop it.
Dog comes up. I'm like, call the ASPCA. That's it.
I can't.
You know who I feel bad for? The what? Dogs that weren't sad enough to make the commercial.
Yeah, really. Yeah.
There should be the dogs that right. we really feel bad for.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You look sad enough. You look mangy
it's
enough.
It's like they're looking through the footage.
Oh,
nah,
stop.
Not sad enough.
We better stop. You'll be getting calls on this one.
You're outside in the rain. The rain's not as bad as the snow.
Right.
Oh, that's cool.
It makes you want to cry.
Yeah, because it's on.
All right, look, I'm going to go kill myself now.
All right, Vic. Thank you, brother. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. All have right. a great day.
Hey, man. See right. you soon.
Vic DiBattista coming to the Ridgefield Playhouse Saturday, September 24th. And I'm sorry, Friday and Saturday, 24th, 25th. Tickets on sale today.